Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Greetings from the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development to all good students of Solomon Islands, Year 7, Year 8, and Year 9 learners, with your good parents, guardians, and families throughout the nation of Solomon Islands. Once again, Georgina Peter is here in the studios with you to take you through this 30-minute session on integrated teaching and learning. I wish to acknowledge the Ministry of Education for this opportunity that we have utilized since May in 2020 to be able to deliver integrated teaching and learning and to be able to help students with key messages of the curriculum and what we are supposed to be aware of at this time in the history of our nation. Also, I would like to introduce this session today on the fact that this session will be a review or revision of what we have covered since May. You have realized that we haven't come around, so I will ask you to sit back and listen carefully as I briefly take you through what we have covered with you all. Welcome, students. Good for you, Mr. Up Together Molo program. Previously, we have been taking you through the sessions through integrated teaching and learning, which means we have come with several subjects, unlike in the normal formal school curriculum that we only teach you one subject in 40 lessons, 30 lessons. We have tried to combine several subjects in the previous lessons for you students. And with that, we also use English as a medium of instruction or communication. As you know, in the Solomon Islands, English is the official medium of teaching and learning in our schools. And so it comes also with its set of learning outcomes. You remember the first times and the first sessions we learned English together? We actually identified the language features from the various subjects that we study. Yeah, we identify the language of instructions. You remember that, right? To teach you the use of verbs. The use of verbs to command, to give people orders, and to be able to instruct people on what to do in daily life. Okay, and we have come to a point that we also did a language of instruction that we find in home economics lessons, and that is called a recipe. We ended the English focus on how to follow recipes. Okay, recipes, they have a list of instructions that are called methods. Okay, the methods tell you what to do when you cook a certain meal or what to do when you're preparing a healthy meal for your family. So that's what we ended with. We ended with trying to tell you the fact of life that instructions are not just found in healthy posters or pamphlets, but they are found everywhere. They're found in announcements, in advice, in church, in schools, and of course in our home economics lessons. Okay? That's what we ended with. And so I would like to stress here that we also learn key messages from the subjects that we have introduced you. So for now, I would like you to listen carefully. We have combined the subjects health, home economics, science, agriculture, okay, and Christian education in our last sessions. And so the question is, what do we learn out of those? What do we learn and why are we talking like that to you? I would like you to listen carefully that health, as you learn in school, is important because it equips you with knowledge about how to look after your body. how to cook your meal in a healthy way and how to live a healthy life, especially during times when diseases and sicknesses are everywhere around us. So it's important to have that key message with you, okay? We also go ahead and talk to you a little bit about science, yeah? Science explains how food grow in the gardens. And we also learn about the concept called photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is a food-making process, and it makes use of natural air. They call it carbon dioxide. And it makes use of water that comes out to the roots of plants. And in the presence of sunlight, yeah, what it does, it produces you a healthy food. The potato that you harvest, the cassava, and the other root crops and other fruit trees, pawpaw, bananas, okay? They all come out of the process of food making in plants. And it takes in the healthy nutrients in the air and the water and the energy from the sun to do that, okay? And the end product is a healthy local food that we find in our markets. So we teach you that science aspect of the health, okay? The photosynthesis process, which is responsible for producing the food that we eat. Also, we put in home economics aspect in our learning, as I've just said. We talk to you about the importance of choosing a good site for gardens, the importance of preparing your soil, and the importance of caring for your plants as they are growing, because if you do not do that, you will not get the healthy food that you need. And in the end, remember, when you take or harvest your food from the garden to the kitchen, what do you do with the food? You prepare it. You make sure that it is ready in readily available edible form, right? A form that you can eat and enjoy. Okay, that is what you get from the home economics. And we said about creation of God, yeah, as part of the Christian knowledge education, we said that, look, these are the elements in the environment, wherever you are in the Solomon Islands. They're working together, the science aspect of it, yeah? The soil on which the plants grow. These are gifts from God Almighty. That's what we said. And as caretakers or stewards of the creation, God's creation, we are blessed. And we must take the responsibility of taking care of that part of our life, our health, doing the right thing to make sure our family is healthy. All right? So that is the brief review of what we have covered.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
So today, I am going to ask a very important question. Why do we come out to teach you in the radio sessions? Why do we want to reach you at your doorstep? Why is it important that we learn all this knowledge and skills, understanding and attitudes, even during this uncertain time in the history of our nation? I want you to reflect today. So the focus of this session today is to take you back to your homes. Wherever you are listening, wherever you are, that is your classroom. You do not have to be in the classroom to learn. You can learn wherever you are, in the family where you belong to, on the beach, in the gardens. We want you to be able to find yourself in these learning sessions, students and good parents. As you listen, we want you to know that education, the practice of teaching and learning, should not be restricted to classrooms only. Learning and teaching continuously take place and happen every day, yeah, wherever you are. Yeah? You go back to your houses after a long day, you begin to learn things, and you have to be able to. All right, so the important thing is that you are willing to learn wherever you are. We want you to focus at this moment on yourself. We want you to be able to realize who you are. That is the main focus of today's session. Who are you? Why are you learning? Who is it for? Who are you going to help at the end of this teaching and learning in your life? This is a very crucial question, because what we are teaching you is what will equip you, what will help you to become a productive, useful person in your community. That's why I'm asking you, stand still where you are, listen, and know that you are very, very special. You are a very special person wherever you are. Even if you are not in Honiara, Guadalcanal, even if you are only in the gardens, you know what? What we're teaching you is everything around you. So I would like us to bring this lesson today back to wherever you are. And I want to read, first of all, what the National Vision of Education in Solomon Islands want you all Solomon Island students to know. The vision of our education, why you children are learning out there, is because we need Solomon Islanders to develop as individuals, to possess knowledge, skills, understanding, and good attitudes needed to earn a living and to live in peace and harmony with others and their environment. We also look to the future where all of us are united and we are moving together to build our nation where only peace, only harmony with fair and equitable opportunities for better life can be found. So, education for a better future. That is the answer to the question. Education for a better future. Can you say that? Education for a better Solomon Islands. So this takes us to the fact that as a nation, as a member of a family, a church, a community, and as a very important citizen of Solomon Islands, we are teaching you health. We are teaching you home economics. We are teaching you science, agriculture, New Testament studies or Christian education. We are teaching you business studies so that you can know what to do and be able to do something useful for yourself, your family, and the community. And as a member or citizen of Solomon Islands, let us remind ourselves today's focal point of this lesson, okay, is that we're able to come back to the prayer for the nation that we sing in our national anthem. Okay, so by the time you get out of the lesson today, you will appreciate your place in the nation called Solomon Islands. And so I would like you to go back to the national anthem, okay? We are doing all these things to enable us to move the nation called Solomon Islands forward. That's what your education means, all right? Do you still remember the national anthem that we sing? What does it say? God save the Solomon Islands, or our Solomon Islands, from shore to shore. Blessed all our people and all our land with your protecting hands. Joy, peace, progress, and prosperity make nations see. Our Solomon Islands, our Solomon Islands, our nation Solomon Islands stands forevermore. Can you see yourself as a person helping to build the nation of Solomon Islands wherever you are today? That is the question. The learning outcome for today is to realize who you are, that you are very special, and that you can make an important contribution to the rebuilding of our nation, Solomon Islands. You will see around you a lot of things happening. The COVID-19 commotion, everyone panic, nervous, they're not certain. Death comes just like anything and takes people's lives away. Can we be still and know that there is a powerful God who takes care of this nation? And the founders of our nation declare that. They declare power over or against COVID-19 way before we know it. Do we realize that, students? You are specially blessed to be in Solomon Islands. And so I would like you to go out of this lesson today finding your purpose, finding yourself. Yaman, I'm true, Yaman. Me no school nothing, yeah. Me no man nothing. am true. That miss school because I have a part to play.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
So your homework, as you go out from this session today, is to take ownership of what we have taught you, the realization that you look savvy now, that Mifala not teaching Mifala for nothing, just because we want people to hear what we are saying. No, we are serious. We are committed to ensuring that children, wherever they are in the Solomon Islands, can still be able to remind themselves, can still be able to know, acquire skills, and understand things better and better. You may have realized it now that we need a lot to do together, right? We need a lot. That's correct. So what can we do? What can we do about the knowledge that we have earned? What can we do about the knowledge on agriculture, food gardening that we know, in order to help Solomon Islands prosper or to make the nation progress? It means, students, we need to work. So the important thing is to be able to do something useful. We don't just learn and take the learning for granted. We need to put the learning into practice, the knowledge, the skills, and to be able to show the right attitude to people around us. Okay? Attitudes include respect, love, sharing, brotherly love, sisterly love, considerate attitudes, etc. Knowledge can be a knowledge of all the subjects, everything about science and health and home economics. Skills can be the ability to do. You might be able to do your garden. You might be able to plant your own crops or sell in the market. You know, all these activities are all in the learning and teaching process that you have been going through in these times and even in your classroom right now. But you have to be able to put them into practice before they make sense and before our nation, our family can prosper. So the last part of the realization about our place in Solomon Islands and why we are teaching and learning each other, or the subjects that we are learning together, is to be able to do something useful.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
So the next part of your homework would be to go back to your family tonight or tomorrow morning or today after school and talk, okay? You can write this instruction, Sit down with your family members or your church prayer group, your communities, and talk about how to work together once more to build that community, to make everybody know that we are working together to build each other, our families, our communities, and our nation, Solomon Islands. We want you to realize that education empowers you. It gives you that idea. So can you do that tonight or any time that you are available? Call your family together and think about what to do next to improve your life in your house. Okay? Maybe how you cook your food or who is to do the cleaning, who is to go to the gardens. If we haven't realized that, this is the time for it. The prayer on the national anthem, students, families, and communities listening out there, commands us to see the fact that God's hand is on our nation, and as long as we put the knowledge and skills and attitudes into practice, yes, for sure, we will reap the harvest of blessings, peace, prosperity, and progress. So isn't this a wonderful message to share around? Talk to your friends about this. That is the first task. Sit with your family and think about, yeah, how to work together to improve life at home. Next, and the final activity is, you know, we speak our languages, but every year during Independence Day, we listen to the national anthem articulated, sang, chanted in English. English. It is true that our curriculum is English oriented. Yeah? Everything is taught in English as you go up higher, and every written text is in English. But you know what? The background of our life, the heartbeat of Solomon Islands, is our language. The language that we speak is the language of the heart. So I would like you, your next activity is to think about the national anthem in your language. Can you be able to translate that national anthem into your language? It will be meaningful, isn't it? It will have a lot of sense. It will make a lot of sense, I believe. If you can write a song, you can also compose, yeah, or develop a song to rededicate your community or family or yourself to God. So this last part of your homework is more or less like a creative writing. It is a creative writing because it allows you to think outside of the box. Yeah? Imagine your family as your nation. Imagine your church as Solomon Islands. And you know the family, you know the community that you live in very well. If you think that people need to know, need to work together, need to have a lot of skills to be able to develop that family, community, or church organization that you belong to, or ministries in the church, Sunday school, choir, and other important groups, think about how you could start a similar song as a prayer for blessing on your family or blessing on your community. That is your creative writing. So begin to think about your community anthem, your family anthem, church anthem. Perhaps you could start in your language. You could start by thinking about this community that you belong to in terms of your language. It would be very interesting, I believe, so that as we build on that prayer, we know that it all makes sense after all. It all makes sense because we are using our language to ask God to bless us. So I would like to sum up the lesson, students, to tell you that in this session, I have reiterated the fact that we are teaching you subjects not because we want you to pass exams, we want you to be clever and be very rich. No, the most important thing is to be able to realize who you are, what you can do to help build your family. So those subjects that we talked to you about, which we will continue to teach you on, health, home economics, English, agriculture, science, Christian education, they are meant to equip you with important knowledge and skills, I repeat, so that you can build a better family, a better community, and a better Solomon Islands. God save our Solomon Islands from shore to shore. Bless all our people and all our lands with your protecting hands. Joy, peace, progress, and prosperity make nations see that we are brothers too. Our Solomon Islands, our Solomon Islands, our nation, Solomon Islands, will stand forevermore, no matter what comes. This is our prayer for the nation. Students, parents, and families listening out there, we wish to end in this note, encouraging us that our next session will not go in vain, but will go into empowering, equipping us, all Solomon Islanders, to be nation builders for the good of our nation and for the people that we serve. Thank you, Thomas, for listening. Hemi Namoa, session blame me for today. From me, Georgina Pita in the studios. Thank you, and Luki Mufalamo, same time. Bye for now.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.